WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The Larry Sanders Show is often funnier than the TV shows it parodies. Gary Shandling stars as the host of a late-night talk show. My guest Rip Torn plays his producer. Rip Torn also stars in a new independent film set in Vermont called Where the River Flows North. Rip Torn's previous movies include Cross Creek, Heartland, Songwriter, One Trick Pony, Payday, King of Kings, The Cincinnati Kid, Porkchop Hill, A Face in the Crowd, and Baby Doll. Rip Torn told me that when he got the part on The Larry Sanders Show, he based his character Artie on Johnny Carson's longtime producer, Fred DeCordova.
I based it on the kind of brilliant quickness that Fred DeCordova has, the kind of hands-on operation that he had, that he's there, that he was totally loyal to Mr. Carson. And since a great producer has to be almost like a military commander, he has to have a touch of savagery.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully with good heart behind it.
How has the Gary Sanders Show changed your career, if at all? I mean, being a regular on a TV series, especially something that's developed such a loyal following, it's a different kind of situation than having movies. It's a recurring character. More people see TV, probably.
It's a steady work.
It's steady work, that too. Right. So you're liking it.
I love it.
Good.
Let me say more. We really have a very good. I was talking to John Ziffrin, who's a producer of the Shandling Show, and my mother Thelma Torn from Texas, and my sister Pat Alexander. My mother died between Christmas and New Year, as my sister said, ever considerate, and she was a very beautiful, funny, witty person. And I took her on the show, and Gary Shandling talked to my sister and my mother, and kind of mouth a bit agape. And then later he came over and he said, your mother, Thelma, is so beautiful and gracious, and your sister, Pat, such a gorgeous woman, and they're so sophisticated, they're so witty. And I said, yes. What did you expect? He looked at me and everybody laughed. He said, I guess I expected a redneck mother and a redneck sister. And I says, no, Gary, I'm the only redneck in our family. I'm just trying to explain that when I talked to John about thanking him for the way that my mother was treated, he said, you know, we are a family. And I know that sounds corny, but we have a great time on the Shandling Show. No matter how tired we are, we get bummed out by things, we sit down and have wonderful writers, and we continue to work on the scripts to even after we're making, say, that's a final take, and Gary or somebody will have an idea and say, let's try this one more thing. And then, so it's very zestful atmosphere.
Let me ask you the question that I'm sure you've been asked more than any other question in your life, and that is the story of how you went from Elmore Torn to Rip Torn.
Well, it's just very simple. It's like baseball players that were named Woods or called Piney, it's just a nickname.
When did you get it?
I think when I was born. My dad said that the doctor says, since my father's name was Rip, I guess maybe the guy raised dogs or something. He says, little Rip out of Big Rip.
So your father was nicknamed Rip, or
he
that
was
his birth name?
His first name, like me, was Elmore, and we had different middle names. But I was nicknamed Rip, and I've got an Uncle Roland down in Houston, Texas, and he's the senior Rip in the family now, and I have a cousin Sam, and he's called Rip, too. It's just because it's the last name. It's Torn, that all Torns were called Rip. The male members, anyway.
Right. Now, I read that when you first started off in television that some of the programs insisted that you change your name from Riptorn back to Elmore or to anything?
No, they didn't want Elmore. They said Elmore sounds like a hick, and and Rip sounds like a comedian.
So when you were getting started in television, some programs didn't want you to use the name Riptorn because they thought it sounded like you were a comic and not a serious actor?
Yeah, sure.
What'd you think of that?
I never really worried about that, you know. I think it was when I was signed with the MCA before they became Universal. They had a talent agency, and the woman agent I had, Monique James, says, "Hold on to your hat, dear," said, "your new name will be Richard Torn." And I says, "Monique, they'll call me Dickie Torn." So, what was another name? I think for a while they wanted me to, I was going to be Eric Torn. And then there was, at that time, there were the commercials of the Viking kind of smoking a cigarette. Eric was a cigarette. So I says, "Listen, the first time I played on Broadway, the great director, Elia Kazan, said to me, he says, 'Look, you know, Elmore is corny. You know, Rip's not a comedian.' I says, 'We got to change your name.' I says, 'Look, there will be no changes. That's me.' He said, 'You could have a great career, but you'll never have it with this funny name.' I says, 'Okay, we'll use Elmore, but be sure you spell it right, say it right.' Because I used to meet people in New York and say, 'My name is Elmore Torr,' and they say, 'Glad to meet you, Elroy.' I says, 'No, not Elwood, no, Elmore.' But I knew a wonderful journalist, Oriana Fallaci, and she said, 'Well, if you had an Italian pronunciation, you'd be Elmore, so that'd be okay.'"
Now, you grew up in Texas. You originally went to college as an agriculture major.
Yeah.
What did your family say when you switched from what was basically the family tradition, agriculture, ranching, from that to acting?
Well, they didn't like it. And my dad, who was a very remarkable man, Elmore Torn, he set me down on the back porch. I'd gotten out of the Army. I was more mature than a lot of people are when they just start into the profession of acting. And he said, "There's been a lot of discussion and raised voices. We have not been able to shake you from wanting to do this." He said, "And we've seen you on the stage, and you have a rapport with the audience." He said, "But if you don't go up to New York City right now and make this attempt to be an actor," he said, "whether or not you succeed or you don't," he said, "it's something that will trouble you the rest of your life." He said, "It's better for you to go up there and make a good attempt, and then you'll be satisfied." And he said, "And if you do it 100%, and I'm backing you." You know, not with money, but with the father's approval.
Good advice?
Well, it was biblical, and I tell this story. But my mom came in to show you my laugh. She said, started crying. She said, "Oh, son, just promise me one thing. If you go to New York to be an actor, don't wind up in the gutter." And I said, "Mom, that's where you start in showbiz." So.
Were they proud of you?
Oh, yeah.
When your father encouraged you to go, were you surprised that he was giving you that advice?
I was stunned. It didn't produce in me an emotional reaction like it does when I tell that story. What it produced in me was a great feeling of exhilaration and strength. And I felt that I would be successful.
Because you had his backing?
Yeah.
Actor Rip Torn is my guest. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Rip Torn. Let me get back to the Gary Shandling Show. Do you do a lot of improv within the Gary Shandling Show? Or the Larry Sanders Show, I should say.
Yeah, that's the way I got the job. I met Gary, and then I he wanted me to come down. I was doing a movie in Vancouver, and I flew down to see him. And my agents said, you're not to read under any circumstances.
Well, why not?
Well, a lot of times, I don't know what that is. Maybe they think it's something that lowers your bargaining power or something like that. They can then say the reading was because you've got a body of work behind you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done the wonderful role in Defending Your Life, where I played Bob Diamond and a very, very funny character that Albert Brooks wrote and directed.
So your agent figured if they want you, they should just hire you and not make you do an audition.
Yeah, so I went in there and Gary said, do you want to read? And I says, no. And I saw a look on his face and I says, but I will. And we started reading through the scripts, and then we spent over an hour, between an hour and 2 hours, maybe an hour and 40 minutes, something like that. And kicking it back and forth, he'd throw me things and I'd come up with stuff. And he said, you really know this guy, don't you? And I walked out of there thinking I had the part, and then I didn't hear from him for 4 months. And I heard from him the Thursday before the weekend, before I was supposed to start working on. And by that time I thought, gee, I wonder who got that part in that. And Shandling Show. And John said, hey, he says, you know, from that moment that time you spent in that office improvising with Gary, he knew you were the guy for the job.
It's funny, now your agent said to you, don't read for the part, but you did it anyways. Do you feel bad or like you're committing some terrible error if you break your agent's advice?
No, I'm the main man in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't work for my agent. Actually, right. People think of it that way, but actually you sign a contract with them, but they're, even though it is in actuality a lot of times the other way around, but they are really supposed to be working for you.
So you trust yourself on these things?
Well, even with my errors, it's better to be right or wrong on your own terms, I guess.
Mm-hmm. When there's a guest star on the show playing themselves, doing a guest shot on the Larry Sanders Show,
yeah,
are they always willing to have fun with themselves? In other words, are they always willing to be the butt of a joke or to make fun of their popular image? Or do you sometimes have to encourage people to just relax?
Well, no. I yeah, sure. I mean, they come to me. A lot of times they say, I'm completely terrified. Is it always like this? What's going on? What's going to happen? I said, I don't know. But, you know, that's part of the fun of it. You know? That's what I liked about live television, you know. So, but we have a script, and they usually have a wonderful time, and everybody wants to do the show. I mean, with Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, Burt Reynolds, Roseanne and Tom Arnold, and we don't always do everything, the writers. They wanted Tom and me to have a fight on the, I says, I don't want to do this, do you? He says, hell no.
Why didn't you want to do it?
Well, it wasn't, he was trying to get on the show, and I was trying to keep him from getting on the show, which is an unrealistic premise for the character of Artie. Of course he'd like to have Tom come on the show. Why would he want to keep Tom Arnold out of a discussion that Rosie was having with... you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, it
didn't make sense to the character. So, in fact, I was urging him. I turned it and said, I would urge him on. You want to get on there? Get on there. Come on. Let's go, you know.
I get the impression that you're really happy and really relieved, in a way, to have a recurring role on a great series.
Oh, absolutely.
You had a lot of rough spots in your career.
Well, yeah, sure. I used to call it in my non-career. it's helped me to, everybody that has a house here in the East has had some damage from all this severe winter, so I'm able to patch the walls of the house, thank God. And there was one job a guy was doing, and he says, I said, I says, I know what it is. And I says, that's a tough job. And I says, there's a lot of dust with this one. And I says, thank God I don't have to do it. So I'm glad to have the job and maybe spread it around.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Okay.
Rip Torn co-stars on the HBO series The Larry Sanders Show, and he stars in the new film Where the Rivers Flow North. This is Fresh Air.